It's the Daily ISO with Tom Vecchio.
What's going on and welcome to the Daily ISO. I'm your host, Tom Vecchio. I'm one of the contributors over at NumberFire.com. This is a daily fantasy basketball podcast coming to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, getting you set for the day's slate, breaking down any injuries, news, notes, anything that'll help you set your lineup. The podcast can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play. It's on TuneIn, it's on Spotify, it is across the industry. Subscribe on the given platform, or if you're listening to it on NumberFire.com, you can download it right below. Follow me on Twitter at DFS underscore Tom. Before jumping into the games, with March now upon us, there isn't a better time to give Number Fire Premium a try. March Madness is right around the corner, and we've got everything you need from gambling picks to bracket advice to dominate the best time of year for college hoops. Plus, we've got you covered for everything in between with tools for PGA, NBA, NHL, and of course, the upcoming MLB season. Give your first month a try for just $9.99 when you sign up today with promo code CHAMPION. That's promo code CHAMPION, all caps. All you have to do is visit numberfire.com/premium for more details. So hopping into today's games, it's a bit unique today. We only have two on this slate. So we're, go game by game for the two, break them down, give an overview of, roster construction and just some general thoughts. So starting off, we have the Indiana Pacers visiting the Milwaukee Bucks. This game has an over-under set at 222 points with the Bucks favored by 11 points. Next game on the slate is the Oklahoma City Thunder visiting the Portland Trail Blazers. Portland come in as 3.5-point home favorites. That game has an over-under sitting at 233. So with two games on the slate, and they're kind of unique, and they're both very different, where one game clearly has the higher over-under, and one game clearly has a very large spread with, the Bucks being favored by 11 points. So how do we attack this slate? How do we attack these two games? Because we probably should see concentrated ownership on that second game, on the Thunder, on the Trailblazers game, because it has the higher over, because it has the closer spread. So how do we, be unique within these games? So let's hop in. Starting off with this Indiana-Milwaukee game, we have Giannis Antetokounmpo coming in as the most expensive player in this game specifically, coming in at 12.5. The next most expensive player for either team is Miles Turner. He's at 7.7, tied with Bojan Bogdanović, who is absolutely on fire right now, also at 7.7. Then we have Chris Middleton, Eric Bledsoe, Darren Collison, the list goes on and on. So if we're looking to do a game stack here, which is clearly the contrarian route on this two-game slate, if, the other game has the higher over-under, has the closer spread, if we do a game stack here, or if we, go the clear contrarian route, is what happens if Indiana keeps this game close? What happens if the Pacers are able to keep this within 5 points? That means the Bucks are going to need to play their starters the entire game, and it doesn't suggest that from an 11-point spread. That means there's some blowout risk, which means paying up for Antetokounmpo at 12.5 is kind of a tough pill to swallow when Westbrook is 12.2 and obviously playing in a higher-scoring game and a closer spread game. So this game is certainly unique because the better defensive teams going head-to-head, one super expensive player, and a large spread. If you want to go the contrarian route is to load up on some Pacers players, Darren Collison continues to have a very, very consistent role within the offense, playing a ton of minutes, as I've said a few times now. Some of his production does vary from game to game in terms of reaching one fantasy point per minute, but at least he's been consistent in these past three. 33 minutes the other night against Chicago, 32.8 FanDuel points, right at one fantasy point per minute. 33 minutes against Orlando, 38 fantasy points. 28 minutes, 33 fantasy points a few games ago. Dropping down to Corey Joseph is a risky GPP option. We know he actually does see some pretty good minutes, 21, 22, 29, 31 minutes in his last four games, but the production is highly variable is the best way to put it. He was at 12 fantasy points against Chicago in those 21 minutes. Then back against Minnesota on the 28th, he played 29 minutes, but posted 41 fantasy points. So that is the GBP route to go with Corey Joseph at $4,000 tonight. The savings are there, but this is the clear risky play if you want to say, hey, maybe Milwaukee does get up and Corey Joseph, sees the run at the end of the game when it is a blowout and he can still reach value at only $4,000. Going to Chris Middleton is a consistent option. I think he's a player that on normal slates, not this one, normal slates often goes overlooked on the Bucks because everyone goes to Antetokounmpo. A lot of people go to Eric Eric Bledsoe, and sometimes they overlook Chris Middleton, or they go to someone like Malcolm Brogdon, who offers a bit of savings compared to Chris Middleton. I think they're both firmly in play tonight. We just know it's a tougher matchup going against this Indiana team. They are fourth overall in defensive efficiency. You know, Wes Matthews is a guy, you know, I've spoken about a few times now, where he's $4,700. He is not expensive. Is he playing a ton of minutes? Absolutely. 33, 31, 34, 37 minutes in his last four games. But every single one of those games is under one fantasy point per minute at 20, 26, 20, and 25 fantasy points. So it's not amazing production, but he's not expensive. And if we want the Pacers to keep this game close, or you're taking the roster construction mindset that, hey, I want the Pacers to keep this game close, I'm being different on purpose, maybe we should be expecting some points from Wes Matthews, who, again, is in a tough spot. We have Milwaukee coming in ninth overall in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. That's a tough thing to go against on a two-game slate. On a normal 6, 7, 8, 9 game slate, we may not have to attack this spot. Pat Connaughton is a player I spoke about a few days ago. He was really, really consistent up until that game against Phoenix, where he did absolutely nothing, 21 minutes and 0 fantasy points. Prior to that, he was playing 35, 25, 24, and 28 minutes, posting some solid fantasy points at 22, 23, 26, and 26 fantasy points. And I think that's pretty solid for guys $4,600. Again, tonight, the savings are there for him, but he is a very risky play given the fact that he was out there for 21 minutes and literally didn't put up a single fantasy point. If we go on a small forward, it's pretty clear. If the Pacers are going to keep this close, a lot of the scoring should be coming from Bogdanovich, who has been on fire in these past few games, scoring 27, 25, 37, 22, and 25 real points. Not fantasy points, raw scoring in this five-game stretch is simply unbelievable. He's posted, 35, 40, 50, 25, and 30 fantasy points in some of these games. Now, it can be a bit tough with him because he doesn't always contribute in, some of the peripheral stats where he's scoring 25 real points and only ends up with 35 fantasy points, which certainly isn't a lot. We're going back against Dallas on the 27th of February. He scored 22 real points, which is fantastic, but he only came away with 25 fantasy points because he had a few turnovers in there. If the Pacers are going to keep this close, it's going to be Bogdanovich scoring again. Go to Antetokounmpo if you want tonight. There's no real wrong matchup to go to him. He can post a triple-double seemingly before halftime sometimes. And, that's a tough thing to fade. I think there's obviously reason to fade him, honestly, with an 11-game spread in this matchup when you can shift some of that money towards Westbrook. Nikola Mirotic for the Bucks as well at $5,500. He's been underperforming in some of these games. He hasn't reached one fantasy point per minute, but he's seen decent bench minutes, I'd say. 22, 27, 22, 26, and 22 minutes in his last five games. Again, the production is highly variable, everywhere from 13 fantasy points up to 41 fantasy points. We know he loves to shoot the three ball, and if he can really get that going, maybe they do give up some extra run if it is a blowout, right? We could be looking at some of the Bucks' backups as viable options tonight, along with some of the backups for the Pacers. Like I said, Corey Joseph at point guard, at $4,000 is a viable option tonight, because if it is a blowout, maybe we see more of Joseph. Maybe we see more of Nikola Mirotic. So I think both of these guys are actually in play tonight. Over at power forward, we have Thaddeus Young for the Pacers, who has been performing very well with Sabonis out with an injury. 36 minutes in back-to-back games. He's posting 30 or more fantasy points in five of his last six games, all this side of the All-Star break. Fantastic production. He has a double-double in two of his last five games. That's what we're going to see from him. The matchup for him tonight is the hardest it can possibly be. The Bucks come in number one overall in defensive efficiency at power forward. He has $6,600 tonight. He's been priced accordingly due to this matchup. It is no doubt a tough one. He's $6,600. He's not expensive. He's not cheap. But it is a tough matchup in a game where we're expecting the Pacers to be trailing. He's someone I probably have the least interest in when it comes to the Pacers. It's going to start with Bogdanovich. It's probably going to move to Miles Turner, who we'll get to. And then it's going to be probably, Darren Collison and then Corey Joseph in that order if I had to go to the Pacers. Going with this, game theory that I'm hoping the Pacers keep this game close. Another cheap option at power forward is Ereson Ilyasova for the Bucks. He is $3,800 tonight. He's a bench player. That's the kind of minutes we're going to be seeing from him. And we're going to be seeing, again, variable production in these minutes. 16, 19, 23, 24, and 23 minutes in this five-game stretch. 24, 11, 20, 19, and 18 fantasy points. You know, in the line with those five games. Now, 24 fantasy points in 16 minutes is fantastic. He's only $3,800. But we're also seeing 11 fantasy points in 19 minutes. Then we're seeing something that's halfway in between where he's posting 20 fantasy points in 23 minutes. He's a guy that you'd be using if you're rolling out multiple lineups. If you're only doing one, two, three lineups, he may not make the cut tonight. But I understand if you're going there, simply to be different as you roll out more and more lineups. Moving on to center, you know, I said Miles Turner is a guy I have a bit of interest in tonight, especially if I'm hoping the Pacers keep this game close at $7,700. He's actually one of the better options when it comes to Indiana. The Bucks come in 21st in defensive efficiency against centers this season, so this is actually the spot that Miles Turner, you know, has a chance to shine. If the Pacers, again, are going to keep this game close, how is that going to happen, right? It's going to be probably some scoring from Bogdanovich. It's going to be plenty of production from Miles Turner. He's coming off a double-double in his most recent game against Chicago, 36 minutes, 10 points, 11 rebounds for a total of 45 fantasy points, bolstered by 7 blocks. Now, the blocks are really, really there for him lately with 7, 4, 6 blocks in 3 straight games, 1 against Dallas, and then 3 back on the 25th against the Detroit Pistons. So Turner is posting fantasy points, but it's not all coming from pure scoring, which is fantastic because if he does have a ceiling game, you know, in terms of scoring, he's absolutely going to have massive upside on tournaments. And Love is priced at $7,700, and I think that this is one of the key spots to attack the Milwaukee Bucks defense is through the center position and is through Bogdanovich. Hopefully, you can keep this pure scoring going. You could certainly look to Brook Lopez tonight at $6,200. His production over the past few games has been all over the place. You know, 16 fantasy points in his most recent outing against Phoenix in 31 minutes is obviously not good in any capacity. And then he's out there posting 48 fantasy points in 29 minutes against Utah, back down to 15, back up to 35 as we move, you know, farther back. It's kind of all over the place. At $6,200 tonight, definitely not a player I'm targeting first at center. I want to stick with Turner and then go to some of the options in the other game. Speaking of the other game, we have the Oklahoma City Thunder visiting the Portland Trail Blazers. Portland comes in as 3.5-point home favorites. This game has an over-under sitting at 233 points. The game with the higher over-under, the game with the closer spread means we should have some condensed ownership in this game. We have Russell Westbrook coming in as the most expensive option at 12.2. Behind him, we have Paul George at 11,000, and then we have Damian Lillard for the Portland Trail Blazers. You know, the question is, how do you attack this knowing that the, you know, condensed ownership is going to be in this game? That's why I said go the contrarian route in the first game and hope that the Pacers keep the game close. And if you load up on the Pacers, that's obviously going to be a unique roster construction route. We should be in for a good game. I spoke about the defensive matchups in the first game. I'll talk about this one. Portland comes in 7th overall in defensive efficiency. Meanwhile, the Thunder come in 19th overall in defensive efficiency. So it would set up for Portland to be the team you want to be rostering tonight just because they have the easiest path when it comes to scoring fantasy points. Specifically at shooting guard, because the Thunder are 24th in defensive efficiency. Against shooting guards, they are 25th against power forwards and 22nd against centers. So it would mean that, you know, CJ McCollum for Portland is set to be in a fantastic spot. He's $8,000 tonight. We know he has plenty of pure scoring upside. But if he's not scoring raw points, he generally lacks to reach fantasy value, which is shown most notably in this game against Charlotte the other day, where he played 34 minutes, which is simply unbelievable. He scored 6 real points and only came away with 17 fantasy points. He is very, very, you know, pure scoring, you know, scoring pure points reliant in order to reach fantasy value. But when he has these amazing, you know, scoring games, he's posting 35 real points and coming away with 47 fantasy points back on the first against Toronto. Looking back a little bit further, going up against Cleveland on the 25th of February, he played 35 minutes, scored 35 real points, came away with 46 fantasy points. in between these games, he has, you know, 14 real points against Boston, only coming away with 22 fantasy points. And like I said, the 6 real points against Charlotte in 17 total fantasy points. That's not great, but you can embrace that tonight considering he has a fantastic matchup, and we know the minutes are going to be there for him. At $8,000, he kind of falls into this mid-range where he's not super expensive, he's not super cheap, and if you go with him, you might want to consider going a balanced roster construction path. Instead of going stars and scrubs, it's only a 2-game slate, so we're kind of lacking the value out there. So going, you know, balanced across the board, you know, could help when it comes to being different in tournaments. It should be noted that Portland is playing up in pace by the largest differential of any team on the slate. Going back to the first game, I forgot to mention this, the Bucks are actually playing down in pace by about 6 possessions, which is the largest differential of any team on the slate. So just take note of that for the Milwaukee and Indiana game. But back to this game with Portland, they're playing up in pace. They have the highest implied team total on the board, sitting at 118 points. All of this is good. Like, this is what we want to see on a normal NBA night. But, you know, on a 2-game slate, the ownership will certainly be condensed when it comes to the Portland Trailblazers. So go to them comfortably because we know the matchups are there. We know that the game script should be there, close game, high scoring, all these sorts of things. Just know that the ownership will be concentrated. Going to some of the secondary role players on Portland could be a good idea. We know that, you know, Lillard has a tougher matchup since Oklahoma City comes in first in defensive efficiency. We know that at small forward, there tend to be a bit lacking in production sometimes. I was on Mo Harkless the other night. He had a fantastic game, 36 fantasy points in 31 minutes, but Oklahoma City are 7th in defensive efficiency against small forwards this year. Center really could be the spot to attack when it comes to Jusuf Nurkić and the Portland Trailblazers. He's $8,600 tonight. The Thunder are 22nd in defensive efficiency against centers this season, and Nurkić has had a pretty good go at things in the 3 games he has played against the Thunder this season, averaging 32 minutes in those 3 games, coming away with about 39 fantasy points in that span. Absolutely fantastic from a guy who's, you know, in the mid $8,000 range, and again, will help you do a balanced roster construction path tonight. So firmly look to Nurkić tonight, and we've seen these ceiling games from him, you know, where he posts, you know, a double-double and has come close to a triple-double in several of these games. So I love the spot for him. I love the spot for McCollum, you know, on the Portland side. Going to some of the secondary options on Portland, we know can be, you know, a bit thin, especially, as I said, at small forward, going to Mo Harkless, going to Rodney Hood, going to Evan Turner. Some of these guys really don't love the production out of them. But it might be necessary tonight if you're willing to, you know, take that risk, especially in tournaments. On to the Thunder side, where, you know, the clear question we have is, you know, what is Paul George going to do tonight? Because he was listed as questionable. He missed a few games, and then he was listed as questionable game time decision the other night against Minnesota. Goes out there, plays 38 minutes, only comes away with 36 fantasy points. Obviously, that's not good enough when he's $11,000. We can't be getting, you know, 36 fantasy points out of that guy. The matchup for him tonight actually is the one you might want to be exploiting, right? We have the Portland Trailblazers coming in 30th in defensive efficiency against small forwards. This is the spot for Paul George, hopefully fully healthy, to get back to where he was, you know, prior to the All-Star break, putting up 30-plus real points every single night, coming away, you know, 50 fantasy points, 60 fantasy points, these types of games. I will say, the most recent time he played Portland back on February 11th, he went absolutely bananas. 43 minutes, 47 real points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists for a total of 80 fantasy points. Now, if we could see that production out of him tonight, that would be amazing. So everyone's going to say, oh, should we spend up for Antetokounmpo? Should we spend up for Westbrook? Maybe Paul George is the guy we want to be spending up on tonight, right? He's $11,000, about, you know, $1,200, $1,500 cheaper compared to the top two. But maybe you lock in Paul George first, and then you're obviously taking a bit of savings. It's only, you know, $1,200, $1,500. But that could help out the rest of your lineup where you can go to Paul George. You can go to CJ McCollum on the other side because we're expecting a good game out of him. Maybe you can go to Miles Turner in the first game. Maybe you go to Bogdanovich in the first game. And now we're working with a nice balanced lineup, right, that has good scoring from all these core players, and these are the guys that should be producing. So Paul George is really, really kind of a key factor tonight. Hopefully he plays full minutes, and hopefully he can take advantage of this fantastic matchup as he did in their most recent game. If you want to pay up for Westbrook tonight, you should absolutely be doing so. If you're rolling out multiple lineups, it might, you know, be a good idea just to be a bit different and, you know, fade some potential ownership, which obviously should be very high tonight. So go to him if you're in one lineup. If you want to roll out multiple lineups and you want to be a bit different, I think it's fine to fade him at a certain point. Dennis Schroeder has been seeing some good minutes, and that was when Paul George was out, but I will say he still played a very, very solid game the other night against Minnesota. He's $5,800 tonight. He played 29 minutes in that game against Minnesota, coming away with 24 fantasy points, a bit lower and, you know, a bit fewer minutes compared to where he was when Paul George was out. So if for some reason Paul George is ruled out, we're going to see a large role for Schroeder again, which is fine because he offers a bit of savings at $5,800. When it comes to the other options on the Thunder, you know, the number one guy a lot of people are clearly going to be looking to is Steven Adams at center. He's $7,000 tonight, and the matchup is no doubt a tough one for him. The Portland Trailblazers are sixth in defensive efficiency against centers, but he has been very, very consistent as of late. Obviously, some of those games are without Paul George, so a few extra touches for him, a bit more usage for him is always good to see. And he's actually underperformed in the games going up against Portland this year. So this is might be another player I'm willing to fade tonight. We're willing to have very, very little exposure to him. They've played Portland three times this season, averaging 34 minutes as you would expect per game, but only coming away with 26 fantasy points per game on average in these three games, which is obviously not great. You know, paying $7,000 for a guy who's going to be underperforming really isn't great. And if you look back to the most recent game when they played Portland back on the 11th of February, he played 34 minutes, which is where he's been all season long, but he only came away with 17 fantasy points. Like, that is really, really not going to cut it. So I'm willing to take a stand and not have Steven Adams tonight due to his recent inconsistency, or I'll say due to the inconsistent small sample size against Portland this season. So it's a small three-game sample size. Take it with a grain of salt. But I want to be focusing in on Nurkic. I want to be focusing in on Miles Turner tonight, and that's where I want to allocate my salary dollars, at least at center. If you want to drop down and take the cheaper options for both teams, we have Enes Kanter, the newly acquired or somewhat newly acquired center for the Trailblazers. He's $4,500 tonight. He's playing firmly backup minutes and seeing backup production. 17 minutes, 11 fantasy points against Memphis. 18 minutes, 21 fantasy points going up against Charlotte back on the 3rd. 18 minutes against Boston on the 27th of February, 21 fantasy points. 18 minutes against Cleveland, 18 fantasy points. So he's at least productive when he's out there. He's $4,500. He is the clear backup. We know all of this. But if you want to be different again and you're rolling out multiple lineups, he's a guy you can use if you're trying to spend up on Antetokounmpo, on Westbrook, and on Paul George because he's $4,500. And listen, he's productive, right? He's productive when he's out there. Listen, if he plays 20 minutes in this game, which is certainly not out of the question given where he's been over the past few games, he played 20 minutes against Philly back on the 23rd and posted 29 fantasy points. If you're going to play for a guy who's $4,500 and get 29 fantasy points on a two-game slate, I think that's pretty good. So he might not be my first center in, or might not be your first center in when you're rolling out, you know, one single lineup tonight. But if you're going to be rolling out multiple lineups tonight, he should be a guy you're considering because that 29 fantasy point production in 20 minutes is something you kind of can't pass up. You know, simply it helps you be different. You take the savings, and the matchup is good for him because the Thunder come in, again, 22nd in defensive efficiency against centers this season. So he may not be the highest raw projected player for the Trailblazers, of course. That's going to go to Nurkic, that's going to go to Lillard, and that's going to go to McCollum. But man, in tournaments and, you know, multiple lineups deep, if you're making them, Kanter is a guy you should be considering tonight. The savings are there. As I've said, savings, minutes, production are all good on a two-game slate. All right, so that does it for today's podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with a full slate of games. Remember, the podcast can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play. It's all over the place. Subscribe on the given platform. If you're listening to it on numberfire.com, you can download it right below. Follow me on Twitter at DFS_Tom. And until next time, good luck in your contests.